This is Friday, Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me in the studio is Becca Baker Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Kyle, I've been up since 3:30.
Well, not today, because when people are hearing you and me talk, it's Friday.
But they've been up since 3:30.
Some of them have, yes.
Because this is
Black Friday. Do you participate in that? Do you go out and get early deals?
I have, yes. Yes, I have. They say the National Retail Federation says 138 million people were out today shopping.
It wasn't 138 million in one. It's not for me. We are taping this ahead of time because of the holiday.
Well, if you've been out, I hope that you've survived, and I assume you'll be out again the other 2 days of the weekend. So we have a little game that Kyle and I are going to play.
Fantastic.
It appeared in today's What's Up, and I'm going to give you some clues for the scavenger hunt. We'll have the answers on Sunday, or you can run out and get today's paper and see them. Don't answer.
You're talking to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Even if they answer, I can't hear them.
So if I know the answer, don't say it.
Don't say it. Okay. Because that'll ruin the scavenger hunt.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
So these are things that you can see while you're out shopping.
I see.
A 7-story statue with open arms.
Okay, I think I know what that is.
A bronze Popeye.
I think I know where that is.
2 concrete armchairs.
I know where that is.
Here's a quote. On the first floor is a spacious lobby, its ceiling reaching in the center to the third floor. Circled on the second floor with the balconies of the mezzanine lounge. Here are found wonderful arches and pillars so characteristic of the architecture of old Spain, with decorations of parallel lines of opposing colors, of the interweaving of Arabic inscriptions on wall decorations in gold and rich tints. What's the place that goes with?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you later.
I know.
A statue of a Confederate soldier that pays homage to James H. Berry.
Okay.
A 10-foot diameter bronze peace globe.
Okay.
The Ritter McDonald log cabin, which was built in the 1850s at Elm Springs.
Okay.
A 30-foot tall Mr. Peanut.
Oh, I know where that is.
And a penguin. Actually, 2 colorfully dressed penguins.
I know where those are.
Run out and get a paper. You can find out the answers and see the photographs. Or if you're terminally puzzled, hang on and come back Sunday and we'll give you the answers.
That's on Weekend Ozarks at Large. It begins at 9 Sunday morning.
Also going on this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, the Arts Eureka Fall Art Show.
Yes.
From 9 to 7 at the end of the Ozarks Convention Center. Admission is $2. By the time you hear this, I will be in Eureka Springs judging. Because they give prizes.
I see.
So that'll be fun. There's a Saturday cinema at 10 a.m. at Rogers Public Library. They're showing Marmaduke.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Galileoscope workshop at Hobbs State Park.
Right. Which was very popular the first time they did it.
Starts at 3 o'clock. You pay $35, but you get to take home your Galileoscope. It's followed by a beginning astronomy class at 4:15. And tonight is the Christmas, or Saturday night rather, is the Christmas Parade of the Ozarks at 6 o'clock in downtown Springdale. On Sunday, the Eureka Art Show continues, and the Sacred Harp Singers meet at 1:30 at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. You can go learn about the hymn singing of
shape
the past.
Shape note singing.
Right. Thank you.
And tomorrow afternoon, big game kickoff, LSU Arkansas, 2:30 in Little Rock.
Right, what he said.
Okay. Becca, now this is going to be odd because I'm going to wish you a happy Thanksgiving because we're actually taping this before Thanksgiving, but it'll be heard after.
Well, happy Thanksgiving anyway. Very good. Black Friday. Good luck.
Pleasant weekend to you. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.